Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Men Wolf Speak Literary Interviews. My name is Rod Galindo. I am a military sci-fi and paranormal author based out of Kansas City. I've owned WordWraith Books, LLC, a small indie publisher based out of Lee's Summit. We can be found at wordwraithbooks.com. I've been asked to interview Greg Gildersleeve for Metamorphosis Literary Agency Blog Talk Radio Channel Interviews. Greg's a fellow author who I've known for a couple of years now, who also lives in Kansas City. Greg, hello. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Well, hi, Ron. I was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, and I've been thinking about this. I don't want to go through the whole typical "I was bored, blah blah blah." I'll just tell you this: I was, I grew up reading comic books and really loving comic books, and decided I want to do something related to comic books for my career or vocation, and so I decided to draw, but that was too hard. So I thought writing would be easier. I was wrong. Nevertheless, I found out that I really had fallen in love with the written word, and I wanted to create my own characters and write stories about them and get other people to draw them. Or eventually I just discovered writing in its, as a vocation in its own way. I went to college, majored in English, went to grad school, majored in English, and now I teach writing, which is really kind of cool because everything I do that's connected to writing is also connected to teaching, so the two worlds kind of feed off of each other.
Okay. So far, let's see, you published a novella, a novel, and a comic. And I've read the novella. It's called False Alarm, which is actually a prequel to your larger novel that I know you want to talk about today, called Power Club. I read it aloud to my youngest son. We both enjoyed it a lot. Looking forward to Power Club. Looks like you got some good reviews on Amazon and Goodreads. Can you tell us about, all of these, and what's the overarching theme of these stories?
Well, the Power Club is set in a world which is kind of like ours, except that kids are sometimes born with special talents. Some kids play basketball, some kids play the piano, some kids create darkness or fly or teleport. And they're just born with these abilities, and the abilities usually don't manifest until they're older. But once they discover to have a power, the government isn't quite sure what to do with them. This is a relatively new phenomenon. Nobody's sure what's causing kids to suddenly have these abilities. So when it's discovered that you have a power, you and your family are forced to live in a place called the District. Now, it's a really nice place. It's not a prison or anything like that. It's got a school. It's got, it's got a park. It's got all the nice places. It's just that you can't really go anywhere. And if you have a power, then there are a lot of rules governing how you can use those powers. And one thing the government does, and we're not sure why yet, is that they want kids with powers to try to work together and figure things out on their own. So they allow them to use their powers more freely if they join a special club. And my main character, Damon, has the ability to create darkness. He discovered this ability at the age of 6. So he and his family, his parents and brother, were forced to move to a district. And in order to use his powers more freely and discover, kind of how his powers work, he has to join a club. Well, there aren't any clubs in his neighborhood yet. And what happens is that in the first scene of the book, he rides his bicycle into a new neighborhood he's never been to before to just explore, and is jumped by 3 kids who happen to have powers. Damon fights back. Unfortunately, because he's not in a special club, he gets arrested. And he's just kind of bothered by that whole injustice of it all. And he wants to join a club, but he has to wait. Because he's so young, he has to wait until one actually gets started in his neighborhood, which a couple of years later one does. So he tries out for that club and eventually gets in. But then things kind of get a bit more complicated because the other members of the club really don't want to be heroes. He does. He starts to develop this idea that you really can make a difference if you've got powers, but most of the other kids in the club, you know, they want to do kids that things that normal kids do, you know, go to the mall, play sports. Some like guns, you know, they just happen to have powers and they don't really want to be heroes.
Right. So, how is this different from, say, like DC or Marvel superheroes?
Oh, good question. Well, I think I kind of touched on it because the overall assumption in Marvel and DC comics is that if you have a superpower, you want to go out and be a hero. But my kids don't want to do that. Most of them just want to live their lives. Some of them discover that having a power gives them an enormous advantage if they, you know, happen to be bullies or something like that. But most of them just, you know, when they get to a certain age, they have a choice. They can undergo a special operation that removes the power completely, and then they can leave the district and go, you know, wherever they want. And for kids who are have been forced to live in this particular place for most of their lives, that's an enormous temptation. So for Damon, what happens is that he discovers that, that they really can make a difference. And as I said, he's bothered by this whole injustice that powered kids are treated differently and that he has to have certain restrictions just because he has a power. And he has a couple of obstacles he has to overcome. One is he has to convince the other kids in the Power Club that they ought to be heroes too, or ought to do their power, use their powers for good. And the other obstacle is that the district itself does not want superpowered kids to run around playing hero and putting their lives in danger and putting other people's lives in danger. So he has to kind of work around or try to figure out a way to deal with those kind of restrictions.
Yeah, and I wasn't aware that the government could take away their powers. Like I said, I only read the prequel. I think that'd be quite tempting because, you know, as we've seen in a lot of sci-fi and whatnot, the people who are unusual, they just want to be normal or average. Like Data wants to be human on Star Trek. The X-Men, a lot of them, they just want to be normal people, and I think the government, you know, I think you got it right. The government would jump in and say and try to regulate this and say, you know, we got to do something because we can't have kids running around with they can do things other people can't, read their minds, break into bank vaults, and wreak havoc. So yeah, it'd be a very unique situation that they have to deal with. And, you know, we've seen it on the TV show Heroes and things like that. And I think those are dead on. I think you got a good genre going. I think you got a good idea going here, and I'm very curious to read the full novel. When do you? So this is already out there. It's on Amazon. That's where people can find this. I think you also are on Goodreads.
I am on Goodreads. I believe there's a link that you can that takes you to the Amazon thing.
Okay.
To buy it there. I just found out yesterday that you can also go to Barnes & Noble and order the book.
Oh,
and you can also order through Rainy Day Bookstore, which for our non-Kansas City area listeners is a local Kansas City bookstore. So it's been available in a couple of different places.
Oh, good, yeah, okay. So what are you going to be at any conferences or conventions coming up where people can meet you?
Well, unfortunately, because of my schedule as a professor, I don't get to do a whole lot of face-to-face appearances. I did I appeared at the Kansas City Book Festival the Topeka Book Festival in Topeka back in September. But I hope to do more online things like this because I think that they're I love going out and setting up a table and meeting people and doing things, but I think that this online way is a much better way of reaching a broader audience.
Yeah. Okay. I know you're working on a comic, a graphic novel. Do you want to talk about that?
I do, but I can't.
Oh. Okay.
We're still working on it, and I've got about I've got the script completely done, but this is the first time I've actually hired a team of artists to work with it. I've got a line artist and a letterer and a colorist, and we're working, we're making progress every week on this. So I'm not sure I'm comfortable giving the title away or really anything about just yet. So,
what's the genre?
What's that? But the genre? How do I describe this? It's not superhero, I'll tell you that. But it's about, well, it's about angels, okay? It's not a religious story, but it is about angels and kind of looking behind the scenes of what the reality of serving people might really be like for angels.
It's kind of the, like a TV show, Lucifer or something like that. I mean, I've seen a few images. I don't know anything about the story, but it looked interesting to me, but it kind of reminded me of that, maybe.
Kind of remind you of what?
The TV show Lucifer.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know, the people who've worked on it have seen Lucifer. I have not. I've never gotten to wherever that it wherever it is. I don't watch TV anymore. I do subscribe to Netflix, and Lucifer is not on Netflix.
Okay.
But, or
like
at least it wasn't. At least I can't find it there.
Okay.
But, you know, there are a lot of things that, you know, I just haven't gotten to see yet. And I almost don't want to because if my book is too close to Lucifer, then I'm not sure, you know, then I don't want to get discouraged.
Right, I got it. Okay. Well, I think we're getting the 90-second window here. So give us your website again or just a URL that we can find, people can find you and maybe send you a note or whatever.
Okay. You can contact me through powerclubheroes.com or my blog, greggildersleeve.com.
Okay, right. Thank you, Greg. 60 seconds, the computer lady said. I'd like to thank you and the good folks at Metamorphosis Literary Agency Blog Talk Radio channel for letting me interview Greg on your blog. Thank you. And thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Rod. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody.